As we commemorate the 30th anniversary of the Berlin Wall coming down, did you know there are two locations in Illinois where portions of the wall are on public display? One of those is at a Transit Authority station in Chicago, the other in a peace garden at Eureka College in Woodford County, which happens to be Ronald Reagan's alma mater. I spoke with Shelley Schwanke, she's director of the Ronald Reagan Society at the college, and with the school's president, Jamel Wright, who tells us how the piece of the wall came to Eureka.
In 2000, the Ronald W. Reagan Peace Garden was being created. A professor of ours, Dr. Junius Rodriguez, reached out to the Republic of Germany and requested a piece of the wall. The piece came over naturally aboard a ship and arrived here. It took several months to get here. And I remember distinctly it arriving on a forklift and coming right across our lawn onto the campus. And shortly thereafter, it was planted right there in the Peace Garden. Interestingly enough, the crate that it came in, the lid was salvaged, and our art department, art professor, went ahead and had her students decorate it with some barbed wire. And it's really a neat multimedia piece that we have hanging.
Shelley, you work at a small college there. Last I saw, Eureka had about 600 students. What does it mean to the school to have such a piece of history on the campus?
As an alum, it means we're very proud to have a piece of the Berlin Wall. Our students, I'm also the parent of a couple of students, and they are very, very proud. It's a symbol of freedom. It was a symbol of oppression, but now that it's down, it just represents a great moment, and we're very, very proud that we are the alma mater of Ronald Reagan and that he made that historic speech where he called for the Berlin Wall to come down.
President Wright, I would guess most, if not all, the students there on the campus weren't even alive when this took place. Do they understand the significance?
You know, we have make a concerted effort to ensure they do. It's interesting because it's not just the significance of that, but it actually aligns very well with the long history of Eureka College overall, right? From the founding of the institution in 1855 by abolitionists who were members of the Christian Church, Disciples of Christ, to the history of being the first in the state and third in the nation to admit men and women equally, to having Dutch Reagan then attend Eureka College in 1928, go on to graduate in 1932 and become president of the United States, where then as president, he carried on some of the values of Eureka College through appointing Sandra Day O'Connor as the first woman on the Supreme Court, through, you know, signing into law the MLK, you know, holiday, through having that one monumental statement and exclamation of Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall. So there's a long history of Eureka College that we try and impress upon the students.
And Shelley, Ronald Reagan, like most presidents, he has a complicated legacy, but I think everyone can get, and surround and get together around this idea of what he was pushing for when he urged them to tear down the wall.
I don't think there's anyone who can argue with the result of the wall coming down. We have so many more nations that are freer since that day.
That's Shelley Schwanke, director of the Ronald Reagan Society at Eureka College, and the school's president, Jamel Wright. A ceremony is being held this week to mark the occasion of the wall coming down, but you can stop by any time and see the portion of the wall on display at Eureka College.